This is H10, Hanshin Tigers English News, where Hanshin Tigers fans all around the world unite to catch up on the team whose fans sometimes wait for the next train to go by before hopping on. The reason? Because the train is orange, the Hanshin train is orange, the color of the Giants. They'll wait for a blue train, which is a more neutral Chunichi type color. Now, the Hanshin trains don't run, they don't bleed black and yellow the way that the uniforms do or the fans do. And so the trains are actually colored very randomly, and people will actually skip the orange trains because they don't want to associate themselves with Yomiuri in any way. I'm your host, by the way, T-Ray. Today is May the 8th, 2017, and this is episode 60. Welcome to the show. Let's talk a little bit about our number 60s through history. The first one I want to bring to our attention is a guy by the name of Shuta Tanaka, and he wore number 60 from 1995 to 2001. He is more infamous, though, as a double zero, number 00, that is, and he committed some grave errors during an infamous Tsuyoshi Shimoyanagi meltdown on the mound. And I will be posting a link to that YouTube video in the show notes. So check that out. It's quite hilarious the way that Shimoyanagi yells at his fielders and they are quivering in fear the rest of the game. Other number 60s of note. Last week we talked about Shinji Komiyama, who is our current number 59. Well, he was born a number 60, but he switched numbers along the way. And our current number 60 is Masahiro Nakatani. He is an outfielder slash infielder. He was actually drafted as a catcher out of high school, lasted a couple of years as a catcher and was shifted to the outfield, and has played some first base, not particularly well, mind you, this season. Anyways, what's going on in Japan here? We are just ending off our Golden Week, so it's back to work as usual. Last week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday were national holidays. I also get Tuesdays off of work, and so I had a nice 6-day long weekend, if you will. It was fun. Went out with the kids, had a lot of fun together. Just did little trips because I hate being stuck in traffic and I hate being stuck in lines. But, you know, we went to the zoo, we went to different places that would be fun for a 3-year-old boy. More importantly, though, for people on the show, is I went to Koshien Stadium on Saturday, and we'll talk about that right after this. Before we get into the week's recaps, let's talk a little bit of news. And the first bit of news, I have to apologize. I thought it was going to be proper news when I took note of it. It has since kind of become a non-news item or a question mark. And that is our number 2 draft pick from last year, 2015 draft, that is to say, rookie last season, Seishiro Sakamoto, who broke his hand during some exhibition games before the farm schedule started. He was supposed to do some rehab games on the farm this past week, but as far as I could tell, looking at the box scores, he did not appear in any games. But I'm guessing that time will be imminent, and so hopefully, you know, maybe he does like a week and a half on the farm, getting warmed up, and then maybe he can come up and be a backup catcher to Ryutaro Umeno, who has played plenty of time at catcher. Not that it's been a bad thing this week, by the way. Sorry, one thing quickly before I continue. You may have noticed that my voice and the quality of my voice is a little bit different than usual. I don't know, is it better? Is it worse? Or is it neither here nor there? The reason is because of Saturday's game. I was at the game and I was cheering too loud. And then Sunday, I had interpretation duties all day. And I'm a teacher, so today at work also I had to teach classes. And so my voice is pretty shot. So if my voice gives out partway through the show, you'll have to forgive me. But I love talking Hanshin Tigers. So the odds of my voice, running dry are pretty slim. I'm going to keep talking anyways. Okay, next bit of news, and this one relates to some of the action on the field. On Friday, in the first inning, actually the second batter up to the plate for the other team, Hiroki Uemoto, our second baseman, went diving for a ball that was between first and second base, and he pulled something. Actually, he got up, and then when he went to throw the ball to first base, not in time, by the way, he rolled his ankle, and so he has been out of action. He was out of action for that whole series, more or less, and on Saturday, I think it was, Kanemoto said it would be about 3 days before he's available to play again, which puts us at Tuesday for a possible return date and certainly a hopeful return date for him. The next one, this will excite those of you who are big social media people, especially those of you who are on Instagram, which, by the way, H10 is not yet. And the reason for that is I'm just not a great photographer and I'm not super interested in taking pictures. And so, and I've got so much else to do right now that maintaining one more social media account, I just don't see the space for it. Anyhow, back to Hanshin. Hanshin Tigers does have an official Instagram account at last, and the address is, or the handle is, the account is Hanshin Tigers _ official. So Hanshin Tigers, of course, is one word, then there's an underscore, and then the word official. So check it out, those of you who are interested in Instagram and want to maybe get your hands on some good Hanshin Tigers pictures. There you have it. The next bit of news. Our second round draft pick of this past offseason, Taiki Ono, who was kind of vying for a position in the starting rotation at the start of the season and since fell off the wagon and really lost his control. He had his first good game on the farm this past week. He pitched 6 innings. I think it was on Saturday. I could be mistaken. 6 innings of shutout ball, allowing just 3 hits and getting his first win as a professional baseball player. Mind you, a farm win, but just the same. Congratulations, Ono. And hopefully you'll be able to pull it together to be able to get some time up on the top squad sometime later this season. And we're going to talk about giving rookies playing time as starting pitchers later in this show. That does it for the news. Let's jump into recaps. So this past week, we spent 3 days out in Tokyo facing the Yakult Swallows at Jingu Stadium, and then 3 days at home against the defending champion Hiroshima Carp. Keep in mind, last week I predicted 2-1 against each of these teams. So I was very hopeful that we would have a good week. Thank you for exceeding my expectations, Hanshin. So we go into the game on Tuesday, and this was, again, against the Yakult Swallows, and we had Akiyama on the mound, and they had Dave Buchanan on the mound. So we'll cut to the chase. The second pitch of the game was a long fly ball by Shun Takayama right to the heart of center field, and we took a 1-0 lead. And sorry, that's all for the Hanshin scoring. In the bottom of the second, they got one back on a hit by a guy named Yachi. They had a runner on second base, and it was a full count, and he hit one into left field. And then in the bottom of the seventh, they got another run, and that came on a fielder's choice. And then in the bottom of the eighth, they pushed it a little bit further with runners on second and third. Yachi came up to the dish again, hit one to center. So it was 4-1, and that's how this one ended, a 4-1 loss. The Hanshin Tigers lose. Akiyama takes the loss. Really unfortunate. So what were some of the factors in this game? Kosuke Fukudome had a runner on base each time he came to the dish. And that includes a bases loaded, grounded into double play. I think it was bases loaded in the third inning. Now, this one, he hit the ball hard, but he just hit it to the wrong place. It was straight at the first baseman. He stopped it, threw it to second, then back to first. The other one, I think, again, he had the bases loaded or he had a really good chance, and again, he grounded out. This one was up the middle, and it was a nice play by their infielder. I think it was by Yamada. But just the same, what happened to the line drive hitting Kosuke Fukudome? I don't know. It just really hurts to see him grounding into all these double plays. At week's end, he's now up to 8 on the year. I think at the end of during last week's show, I talked about him being on pace for 36 on the season. Well, that pace has since gone up to about 40 because he hit 2 more this past week. Anyways. The other big news in this one was Eric Campbell. He was playing at first base, and neither of his errors, that's right. Okay, so I kind of blew that. That's a spoiler alert. Neither of his errors cost the team runs, but he did miss a foul fly ball in the first what inning was it? Maybe fourth inning, something like that. And that was really unfortunate. It should have been caught. It should have been an easier out. But I believe we ended up getting that guy out on the next play. I think he grounded out to third, but still, Campbell looked pretty bad on that. And then later in the game, I think it was the sixth inning, and I could be wrong. There was an infield fly ball. It was a Yamada fly ball, and it was right behind the pitcher's mound. So I think it was Akiyama that kind of pointed skyward and said, it's here. And Toritani came in towards the ball, and Campbell charged in towards the ball. And Uemoto was in the vicinity as well, and Umeno was a little bit closer to the action as well. And in the end, there were 5 guys there. Maybe Hojo was there too. It might have been six guys. Nobody caught it. Campbell was the closest guy. Campbell was the guy that charged the hardest. And so he got pinned with the error. So he looked really bad. And guess what, everybody? That was pretty much the end of his week for the most part. Other things in this game, Toritani, all of his outs were infield grounders or fly balls. So that was pretty sad. Takayama was, you know, he was the source of our one and only run, but he was also the cause for their first run, in my opinion. The runner that was on second for that hit in the second inning, for their RBI hit, he got there on a double, which was actually, it was a catchable ball by Takayama. I mean, a better fielder would have had it. A mediocre fielder might have had it, and Takayama didn't get it. And then the RBI single on that play was actually a nice hit. The pitch was down at his ankles and he lofted it just over the shortstop into left field. So, I mean, there's nothing that Akiyama could be blamed for on that for sure. Let's see what else. So two straight weeks, Akiyama takes the loss. Again, no walks in this one. So three straight starts. I'm pretty sure he's gone without giving up a walk. Very impressive stuff from Akiyama. Very sad that he has lost two in a row though. And then the other one, I really felt like Itoi kind of lacked hustle on that leadoff triple in the bottom of the seventh, which led to their go-ahead run. I felt like he didn't get to the ball very fast, and then when he finally did pick it up at the wall, his throw in wasn't very hard, it wasn't very aggressive, and I think their runners took advantage of it, and I think maybe he would have been out at third, or maybe wouldn't have tried for third if there had been a genuine effort on that play. I don't know. You might want to disagree with me if you watch the game, if you remember that. So let me know. I always love hearing people's opinions on things, but let's move on to some better news. So let's go to the game on May the 3rd. May the 3rd, we brought Yuta Iwasada to the mound, and this was his first appearance on the mound in ages. I think maybe 2 weeks. And they brought Hirofumi Yamanaka, whom we have never really done particularly well against. And truth be told, we didn't do terribly well against him in this one either. But let's get straight into the scoring recap. They got the first run of the game in the bottom of the first on a bases-loaded walk. And it took us until the sixth inning to finally fight back. And that came in the form of an infield single by Itoi that scored the tying run. And then Toritani with the go-ahead RBI after that went with runners on first and third. So after the sixth inning, we're up 2-1. Two innings later, Toritani again with maybe not so much magic, but it was a fielder's choice, and he ended up getting an RBI on that one. So 3-1, and then Nakatani came in and hit a sweet ball to left field. So two more runs came in on that. So it's 5-1. It looks like we're going to run away with this one. But then in the eighth inning, a little bit of a mess. Again, a bases loaded walk for them to make it 5-2. And then a pass ball to make it 5-3. And then an error by Mateo. This is all with Mateo on the mound, by the way. And this again makes it 5-4. So it went from a comfortable lead to a very nervous lead. But fortunately, we were able to shut them down after that. And in the top of the ninth, we got a bit of insurance up there with a Fukudome RBI double to make it 6-4, a Hojo RBI single to make it 7-4, and then an Itohara RBI double to make it 8-4. That's how this one ended. 8-4, Hanshin wins. So we're pretty happy about that, to break that losing little skid. But you know, we were kind of benefited by some sloppy play by them, and also we were benefited by Araki, who really used his legs to his advantage, really appealed to the manager and the coaching staff. When he hit a single, I think this was in the eighth inning, he hit a single that Ballantine mishandled, and Araki kind of turned it into a double in a sense. And then on the ensuing bunt, which kind of went wrong, he actually legged it out, and even though their pitcher tried to get him out at third, he was safe. And then on Itoi's infield single, or no, pardon me, on what was it? On Toritani's fielder's choice. Was that it? I don't know. Anyways, Araki showed some really great hustle. One of the key things in this one as well, other than Mateo's big mess, like we said, you know, the bases loaded, or he plunked a guy to load the bases, then he walked a guy to allow a run to score, then it was the pass ball, and then he double bobbled. He kind of played hot potato with a ground ball that he should have had. So that was just real clumsy stuff. So what were the other things I wanted to say? Oh, the big talk in this one was at home plate on one of these plays. This is another, I think it was a fielder's choice. Might have been Toritani's fielder's choice. Anyways, Itoi was coming home. And he slid in. And their catcher caught the ball. It was a bit of a collision. Not really a full collision, but basically his foot was in the way and Itoi slid into his foot. And kind of, he hurt his knee a little bit, he said. And he joked after the game saying that it hurt really, really bad. He said something like, Choitai or something like that. I think he was just kind of joking around. But anyways, it was really cool because when he slid into the catcher, he kind of gave him a shove too. Just kind of say like, get the out of my way. And so that was just kind of really cool to see him show a little bit of toughness. So I love the toughness that Itoi showed there. I think if the game hadn't ended in such a positive way and if he had not been okay on the play and if he had not been safe, I think definitely there would have been some complaints out of Kanemoto and the Hanshin side of things. One more thing. Toritani got his first RBI in 15 games in this one. So that's a good long stretch for him to not drive anybody in. And the man of the match here was Kosuke Fukudome, who atoned for his terrible batting the day before. He got four hits in this one, just one RBI, but really set the table well a lot of times in this one. So Iwasada with the win, so that's good for him. He's 2-1 on the season. Also, Dolis was not super clean in the ninth inning, but he ended up getting through things. Let's move on now to the series closer. This is the rubber match, and it is Fujinami on the mound. And Fujinami is going up against Masanori Ishikawa. So a super veteran against a super young guy who's in his fourth year. And this one went all Hanshin pretty much. Started in the third inning, top of the third, with Fukudome getting an RBI straight up the middle to make it 1-0. That was with runners on first and third. And the very next inning, Umeno on a 2-2 count hits a solo home run. His first of the season. That one was nicely carried by the wind into the stands. The next inning, we got another home run. That was from Nakatani, and that was a huge shot to left field. I don't think I've seen a ball leave the field that quickly in a long time. I mean, that was a serious rope. And then it wasn't much longer. In fact, it was just, I think, a couple of batters later that Fukudome followed it up with a home run of his own. And so three home runs in one game, in fact, in the span of two innings. So a two-run shot there. So now it's 5-0. But the inning continues. This one comes around to Umeno, and with runners on first and third, he gets another RBI. Fujinami actually finishes it off with an RBI of his own to make it 7-0. And that was all for Hanshin's offense, but obviously we didn't need any more than that. And in the bottom of the inning, Fujinami gave up the one and only run that Hanshin gave up in this game. It came on ground out, but obviously, they had people on base. They had runners on second and third at the time. And so obviously, when you get yourself into that situation, it means that the pitching was not superb to begin with in that inning. But 7-1 is the final. Fujinami with the win, 3 wins and 1 loss on the season. Drops his ERA to like 1.7 somehow. So we win the series 2-1, which is great, especially with it being on their turf. It's always good to win games on the road like that. So Fujinami, Mr. Shintaro, what is your deal? 3 times in this game, he walked 2 straight batters. So that means, 8 balls, in a very short period of time. He walked the leadoff hitter 3 times. And let's keep in mind, I think he only went 5 or 6 innings in this one. I think 5, maybe 6. I don't remember. Anyways, so the other thing I wanted to say was there was a lot of hitting in this one for Hanshin. We looked really good at the plate, and so that's exciting. But at the same time, we have to keep in mind this is Jingu Stadium, where it's a little bit easier for balls to leave the park for one, which accounts for our 3 home runs. But also, we're going up against a team who had the worst pitching in the Central League, as far as I know, in 2014 and 2016. So don't get too excited about getting all those hits, Hanshin. It's going to be a lot harder on the weekend. Or is it? One last note on this one. There were no errors in this game, but Iwasaki could have been charged with one. When he came in relief, there was a ground ball, and he was supposed to cover first base, and he didn't get there to cover the base in time. It was ruled an infield hit, And yeah, the guy was a little bit fast, but probably it should have been an out, you know, if it had been fielded or played properly. But that's okay. All is good when you're winning games. So let's continue on with the winning games, shall we? Let's go on to Friday. And by the way, for this weekend series at Koshien, all the games were day games, including Friday, because it was a national holiday. It was Children's Day. And so they did the whole scoreboard at Koshien. That means every player's name, even the umpire's names, all that kind of stuff, was all in hiragana, which is a syllabary, syllabic alphabet, for lack of a better term, so that kids would be able to read the scoreboard without any difficulty, because kanji is something that you learn gradually over time. And a lot of times the kids, unless they're hardcore baseball fans, they wouldn't know how to read their favorite players' names. So anyways, we are at home, and there was also a cool giveaway for kids, so that was kind of nice as well. So this one, we bring Randy Messenger to the mound, and they bring Takuya Kato, a rookie with terrible control, but also a guy who almost threw a no-hitter in his debut. And I think I've mentioned that on the show before. Anyhow, this one started not so well for Mr. Messenger. In the second inning, after getting the first five outs of the game on a 1-1 count, Mr. Eldred blasted one over the left field wall, left center technically, 1-0. Two innings later, a hot-hitting, seldom-used guy named Nishikawa, who was replacing Kikuchi at second base, hit a triple, and that scored another run. And then a couple of batters later, Eldred up at the dish again. This one he hits to right center. And so this one goes over the wall, and it's 4-0 after the top of the fourth. And so it's looking pretty grim. But Randy, hang in there, buddy. Hang in there. Your team is about to help you some. Bottom of the fourth, with runners on second and third, Umeno hits one to right field, scores a run. Would have scored two if it were not for the fact that Seiya Suzuki is the right fielder, and he's got a pretty good gun on him. So that was that for the fourth inning. But then in the sixth inning, while Randy is still in the game, we get a couple more. One on a Hojo RBI hit to left, one on an Itoi RBI hit to center. So now it is 4-3. Randy leaves the game after six innings. But in the bottom of the seventh, the Tigers continue their fight, their scrap. So Umeno with an RBI triple. It's a two RBI triple. Haraguchi with an RBI single. And then a couple batters later, Itoi with an RBI single to right. And then the next batter, Fukudome, also with an RBI single to left. That was a double, pardon me. So 8-4. And so Randy's off the hook. He is not going to get the loss. So he remains perfect 4-0 on the season. And Eldred just will not leave us alone. In the top of the eighth, he gets a run. So it is an 8-5. Affair, but that's the way this one ended. We win 8-5. We beat the Carp. We come back from 4-0. Nanny, nanny, boo, boo. We're so good. You're so bad. And so we're now just one game out of first place against these Carp. Some things to talk about in this one. First of all, as I mentioned earlier in the show, Uemoto got hurt in this game, second batter of the game. So that was really unfortunate. Then I wanted to talk about the guy before Eldred's second home run. He hit a triple, and again, the fielding was pretty bad on this one, and so that was really unfortunate. It's just tough to see this bad fielding, you know, that keeps going down. But the result was the same because the next guy hit a home run, so that didn't really matter. Itohara committed an error in the eighth inning, and that led to Eldred's RBI single, so that was also unfortunate, but again, we're winning games, so good for us. Takayama got no hits in this one, and so his batting average takes another hit. No, pun intended, maybe. And the thing to note about that is that he did not get a hit, but he did get on base three times, twice via the walk, once via being hit by a pitch. And so his on-base percentage for the game was 600. So I'll take that any day out of a leadoff hitter. So good for him. Itoi almost hit a home run in this one. It was just shy of the wall. And that was in the third inning. So that would have been a three-run home run if he had pushed it a little bit further. We were gifted a loaded bases situation in the fifth inning. The plunk, as per, as I said about Takayama, then an error, and then a bases on balls, but we got no runs out of it. That's really unfortunate. But the Carp pitchers in this one were terrible. Like I said, Kato, not really known for his control. And so the Carp pitchers in this one combined for 9 walks slash hit batsmen. So pretty bad. That's 1 per inning. And actually, the Carp are leading the league in that category in walks for their pitchers. Umeno gets 3 hits for the second straight game. So he's on a bit of a roll here, and his average is finally over the 200 mark. Good for him. Other than the 2 home runs, Messenger was pretty good. So that accounted for 3 of the 4 runs that he allowed. Because outside of that, he allowed just 4 hits and 2 walks in his 6 innings. Again, other than that. And he struck out 8, but he gets neither the win nor the loss. So there you go. That was Friday's game. Saturday's game, I was at this one, hence my voice being in the condition that it is. And let me explain a little bit about why. So we brought rookie Shungo Fukunaga to the mound. And they brought second-year guy Akitake Okada to the mound. So this was Fukunaga's first outing at the pro level. And he's going up against the best hitters in baseball, or in Japanese baseball. So he started pretty bad. I mean, he started really bad, I would say. First inning, he walked the first guy. And then after that, he allowed an RBI hit. Then he walked a guy. Pardon me, he allowed a hit to the first guy. RBI, walk, wild pitch. And then they scored on a sac fly. And then he gave up another hit. And then there was a walk in there. All sorts of mess. It's 2-0 for Hiroshima at that point. The next inning, he allows a 2-run home run. So now it's 4-0. 2 innings later, he allows 2 more runs to score. One on a double to left by Suzuki. The other one was actually a screamer right back at him. Hit him square in the hand or in the glove. He wasn't able to squeeze it because it was hit by Eldred. Who probably could have hit it right through Fukunaga if it had hit his body. So 6-0. At this point, you know, obviously Fukunaga is ready to sit on the bench and cry himself, you know, into a trauma or therapy or something. So we fans, Hanshin Tigers English News and Hanshin Tigers Francais, we went to this game together. And so we got to meet Arnaud and his girlfriend, and we got to meet who else was there? A couple of my friends, and then a couple of people out from Nagoya. Some of you may know Scott, who used to be part of the Hanshin Tigers game day page. So we were all there together having a great time, except that it was a miserable time. And so we started screaming at the Hanshin players and screaming out at anyone that we could scream out at. You know, so I was screaming out things like, "Ore no kane kaise," you know, like, "Give me my money back." And you know, the Hiroshima fans around us. By the way, we were surrounded by Hiroshima fans. They were loving it. They were digging the fact that foreigners were screaming out insults at their own team in Japanese. But anyways, it did not get any better for Hanshin at that point because the next inning we brought in Ryoma Matsuda, and he proceeded to give up 3 runs. And part of that was as a result of a Kento Itohara error. But anyway, you slice it, it's 9-0 after the top of the 5th inning. And again, I think I probably might have said it one time for everyone that we had scored against us. Ore no kane kaise. And so it was like just pure misery. But that yelling kind of got me a little bit sore-throated, but nothing compared to what was coming next, everybody. If you have not read the news or anything like that, go to my website. Do me a favor. Read the article. Read the recap. But we're going to recap it here as well. But read the recap. Listen to this recap. Watch the videos on YouTube. I mean, you're going to want to remember this for the rest of your life. So in the bottom of the 5th, with a runner on 3rd, Umeno hits one up the middle and wills it to the outfield. And so it's 9-1. So it was cool because the Hiroshima fans around us were cheering along with us. They were happy for us that we broke the shutout, that we got our, I think, 2nd or maybe 3rd hit of the game. So good for them for being sympathetic to us. And they were like, "Oh yeah, poor Hanshin, poor Hanshin. Wait till we stick it in your face, Hiroshima fans." So in the 6th inning, we get our 2nd run of the game. And this came actually on an out. Itoy grounded out to second, and during that time, we scored a run. But then things got crazy. Toritani, infield single, scores us a run. Okada, that's their Okada, by the way, wild pitch, so we score another run. Then, with the bases loaded, Haraguchi takes a walk. Thank you very much. Another run scored. And then Takayama comes up, and with the bases loaded, he hits one to right field. And so that was a triple to right field. And so that cleared the bases. And so now it is 9-8. All of a sudden, it's not so funny anymore. And it's not so fun for Hiroshima fans to cheer for Hanshin anymore. And we're starting to get real excited. Well, anyways, Matsuda was still in the game in the sixth inning, and he somehow got through that. And our pitchers were still not perfect by any means the rest of the way, but we held them to zeros the rest of the way. In the bottom of the seventh, before we even get into scoring, we're going to get into this. Toritani hit a ground ball that was poorly fielded by their second baseman. Again, not Kikuchi. And when he fumbled the ball and it rolled behind him through his legs, Egoshi, who was on second and was already on third by the time the error took place, decided to dash for home. You know, I guess he felt like the momentum was clearly in our favor and that, you know, he could do it. He's got the speed. So he dove head first. The umpire calls safe and the crowd goes wild. Tie game. We made it all the way back. Oh, but wait, we're going to have a video replay on this. 17-minute video replay. Can you believe that? Egoshi says, this is after the game he said this. He was confident that he was not even tagged. He was confident that he was safe. Third base coach Takashiro said that he doesn't remember waving Egoshi home. Egoshi also said that he chose to go home on his own. Anyways, the end result of all of this, the video replay, was that, in fact, he was out. So some people that got to see the replay several times say that Ishihara, the catcher, tagged him on the foot just before his hand touched down on home plate. If that's the case, that's the case. But let me just say this. It is extremely, it's unprofessional, or it's just not sports anymore when you take 17 minutes to review a play like that. I honestly think, and I know, my guest host from a few episodes back, Eric, also said this on one of the Facebook pages, and I agreed with him. I mentioned it at the game as well. If the video replay cannot be decided within X amount of time, and I would give it 3, maybe 5 minutes max. If it can't be decided in that time, then the call on the field should stand. And I would say that even if they'd called him out and we had demanded a replay and it had been a 17-minute replay and it had been flipped. That's just way too long to keep the fans waiting. It was a day game, so it was fortunate we could all get home easily on trains, but it's also terrible for the players. I mean, like, I don't know if you guys ever think about this, but like the fielders, the outfielders, I mean, this, you know, the poor Hiroshima outfielders have been out there forever already, you know, the previous inning with our 7 runs and then this one. And then not only that, but we had runners on first and second that were just like, they had nothing to do for that whole time. And the pitcher, he's got it the hardest of anybody else. I mean, he's got to keep his arm warm. He's got to be able to stay loose so that he can keep pitching. But if he's standing around for 17 minutes with nothing to do, that's not fair to him either. So anyways, that's my little side rant. And now we're going to go back to the action, because now we've got 2 outs with runners on first and second, and we're still down a run. But the good news is that Itohara comes to the plate, and he knocks one to right field. And this one scores Nakatani from second base. Interestingly, Nakatani slid in, and it was also a very close call. Very close call. But he was ruled safe, and rightly so. The neat thing is this one came in from right field, and so Ishihara was not in the right place to be able to tag him in time. And so Nakatani's foot touched the base just before Ishihara had a chance to tag him. So we tie the game on that one. Everybody's super excited. And the next guy up is Ryutaro Umeno, and he slugs a triple to right field, which also clears the runners on base. There were 2 guys on base there. And so now it's 11-9 for us. We've come all the way back. And then in the bottom of the eighth, just to add a little bit of a kick to the proverbial nuts of Hiroshima, we score one more run. This is on an Itoy ground out again. So it's 12-9, and that's how this one ends. It is a final score, historic game. 12 for us, 9 for them. Where to start on this one, everybody, to make commentary? I mean, I've talked long enough just about the scoring recap. I mean, there were 21 runs to recap, and plus just all sorts of crazy pandemonium all over the place. Let's see. First of all, in our first 4.5 innings of play, our play, the pitching, the fielding, and the hitting was disgraceful. So when I said, "Ore no kane kaese," I meant it. I mean, it was embarrassing to be there. And I felt bad for my guests, you know, Hanshin Tigers Francais and other people that were there, that I had taken them to such a terrible game. There were errors by Nakatani at first base, Haraguchi at first base, and Itohara at second base. And also, there were non-errors by Toritani at third base. There was like a kind of a slow grounder that he was hoping would roll foul so that we could kind of restart the play, but instead it didn't roll foul, and they ended up getting something out of that, and it was ruled an infield hit. Surely it wasn't an infield hit. There was also one by Itoi, and that was on a double, I think, that ended up going right under his glove as he went to field it. Fortunately, Takayama was in the right place to field it, and it ended up being just a triple instead of an inside-the-park home run. There were a couple of chase downs on the base paths, and I think this was in the first inning, and then maybe in the, I don't know, I want to say like the one of their run scoring innings, second or fourth. But basically what happened was that Umeno, on infield, withdrawn in infields, we ended up managing to, grab the ball and then throw it into home. And then we had chased down the runner there's a rundown between home and third. Well, anyways, they ended up running him down all the way to third. And then there was a runner on second who went to third. And it's just comedy. It's hard to explain, but Umeno ended up running from home to third. And then he chased the guy halfway down to second base to tag him. And then he had to turn around and hope that the guy hadn't taken off for home, which he hadn't. But it just looked really comedic. It looked like we were playing junior high baseball, or even worse, the way that Hanshin was playing up until that point. So at one point during this come from behind, if you looked up at the scoreboard, it was pretty funny because you know how they list like runs and then hits and then errors, right? I mean, that's the order at the end of the scoreboard. And usually, the runs total is the second highest and the hits total is the highest and the errors total is the lowest. But at one point in the game, we had one run on two hits and three errors. So we had a 1-2-3 lined up. At another point, we had eight runs on five hits and three errors. So it was a 5-8-3 on the scoreboard. So it was just really like a bizarre game. But again, their pitching was atrocious. Their control was atrocious. So that was another interesting thing. The other interesting moment, and that came right at the very end of the game, and I totally felt like maybe Hiroshima is starting to lose some of their mojo and some of their smart base running and stuff. Dolis threw a wild pitch, and it didn't trickle off very far or anything, but I think maybe Kosuke Tanaka, their shortstop, was confident that he would be able to get home and that he would be able to create some sort of momentum. But instead, Umeno picked it up, and Dolis is a pretty experienced fielder. He used to be a shortstop, so he was there at the dish, caught the ball, tagged him out. And so instead of them having one out and a runner on third and, down three runs against Hiroshima, if their next guy had hit a big fly, and I think it was Suzuki at the plate. It was Maru, pardon me, who is capable of doing that as well. That could have been a one-run game. It could have been a very nerve-wracking ending. But instead, Tanaka decided that he was going to go for home. I mean, what an idiot. Seriously, you're down three runs. You have to come home just to get your team down two, and you need two more runs in this ninth inning. So why would you take the chance? I mean, you need to get some hits in order to tie the game. Why not wait? But that was just stupidity by him. So there you have it. We win the game. Did I mention this was the first time in team history coming down from nine runs to win a game? 82 years of baseball for Hanshin Tigers, first time ever. So that's pretty impressive. And then the other thing, we get first place just by mere percentage points, but we end up being tied for first place with Hiroshima after this one because we're 18-11. And I think at this point they were 19-12-3. So just by, I think we were like, our win percentage was like 6-11 and theirs is 6-03 or something crazy like that. Anyways, we go into Sunday and we are hoping that our lead in first place is more than a 24-hour lead. We bring Atsushi Nomi to the mound and they bring Alen Kuri. And we have had a hard time against Alen Kuri so far. We've faced him twice. We lost the first one 9-1. We won the second one 2-1. But again, I mean, that's not a whole lot of runs. And I think Nomi was the starting pitcher in both of those games as well. Yeah, so that means that we have faced the Carp three times this season. And all of them were weekend series. And so we've had Sunday Kuri every time. Anyhow, so Nomi looking for his first win on the season. It's pretty late for him to be looking for that, but he got it, folks, because in the bottom of the fourth inning, Toritani hit a two-run RBI single to right field. Then in the sixth inning, Fukudome hit an RBI double to right field. And then Toritani followed that up by two RBI hit to center field. So Toritani with four RBI on the day. And a couple innings later, in the bottom of the eighth, Toritani, again with the bases loaded, hits a sac fly to right field. So it's 6-0 for us. That is how this one ends, everybody. We win. We sweep the Carp. We are the champions, my friend. Oh, don't get ahead of yourself, T-Ray. Well, we are definitely in first place and in first place to stay at least, knock on wood, at least until Wednesday. Because even if we lose Tuesday and the Carp win Tuesday, we'd still have them on percentages. So anyhow, we've got first place. We swept the Carp, which of course is always good news. There were no errors in this one for Hanshin, which is a minor miracle in and of itself. Nomi avoided some danger in the first because he allowed a leadoff hit and then he walked two guys with one out. The bases were loaded, but he struck out two to put out the fire. Then he also put runners on in the fourth, fifth, and sixth innings, but he ended up getting through those with a bit of help from Kuwahara in the sixth. But there you have it. And Umeno in this one, no hits, but he did get a walk, and he also did help call a shutout. So Umeno definitely had a pretty solid week. Now, in this one, Hanshin batters only struck out four times. They walked four times as well, versus Hiroshima, who walked four times, but they struck out 11 times. And this is something I'm going to talk about a little bit later in the show, but it is interesting that in this series, Hanshin walked more than they struck out as batters. I mean, in those three games, we walked 21 times and we struck out 17 times. So that's telling you something about our guys' eyes, about their selectivity at the plate. It also tells you something about how bad Hiroshima's pitching is. And speaking of Hiroshima, I picked this up off the headlines just, I think it was last night. This game on Sunday was the fourth time this season already that Hiroshima has been shut out by their opponents. That is surprising because they are the best hitting team. I mean, if you look at average, if you look at number of home runs, if you look at all sorts of stats, they're tops in the Central, but they've been shut out four times. This is the first time in two seasons that they have lost three straight games to the same opponent, which is also interesting. Another interesting thing is that the last time that they lost three straight to Hanshin was almost 4 years ago. That was in 2013 in July, and that was at Mazda Stadium. The last time they lost three straight to Hanshin at Koshien, we got to go back 11 years almost. Late September of 2006. I mean, some of you may not even have been born then. I don't know if my listenership's that young. But anyways, pretty crazy stuff. I mean, this was definitely a historic weekend, and it was a fun weekend to watch baseball. It was a fun golden week in that respect as well. So Hanshin, winners of five straight, we go 5-1 on the week. We scored a whole pile of runs. I mean, other than Tuesday when we got the one run, you know, you continue on. We got 8 on Wednesday. We got 7 on Thursday. We got 8 on Friday. We got 12 on Saturday. And then we got 6 on Sunday. It's a very impressive week. So where do we go with Player of the Week? Well, I am actually going to go with Ryutaro Umeno. And he didn't have the top average on the team in the week. He might have had the most RBIs. I'm actually not sure. I don't have the numbers right in front of me. But he was on the Heroes podium 3 out of 5. He had 8 RBI on the week. He had 8 hits on the week. He got his batting average above 200, which some of you may laugh at me congratulating him for that. But, you know, the other thing is that one aspect of his game that has really improved that is calling the game for the pitchers and playing solid defense. You know, he's been throwing runners out at second base all week, which is very impressive. And so I'm pretty happy with his performance on the week. I'm giving it to him. So, Umeno, you got it, buddy. Good stuff.
Huh? What? What's this wacky tomwacky?
All right. Wacky, wacky, Tomoaki. In a week when we win 5 and lose 1, and the one game that we lose is hardly his fault, I would say, honestly, for me, it was the choice of starting Fukunaga on Saturday. As I said earlier, this is a kid that was drafted in the 6th round of the 2016 draft, so not a highly touted prospect. He happened to do pretty good on the farm, you know, with a 2.32 ERA, but who can't pitch well on the farm? I'm pretty sure I could. I could be wrong. But to go from relative success on the farm and very little experience to facing the best hitters in baseball, in Japanese baseball, I don't know. Was there seriously nobody better? Were you seriously just kind of hoping to throw this game away, Tomoaki? The other thing is, and I mean, I don't blame Kanemoto for this, but a lot of people would say in retrospect, like, maybe, you know, he had already thrown the game at this point because he pulled Fukudome. I think it was after the fourth inning. I think it was right around when he pulled Fukunaga. So if you're pulling your captain out of the lineup at that point, you probably aren't counting on a comeback or even trying to mount any sort of comeback. And yet we still did it. But again, I don't fully fault him for that because Fukudome is 40 years old. He needs his rest. It looked like this would be a chance to rest a guy and give some of the younger guys a chance to prove themselves, and prove themselves they did. So I'm going to go with the Fukunaga start on Saturday as my wacky. What is going to happen this week? What's their record going to be? Well, we are going on the road the whole week, but it's only a 5-game week at the most, because we play 2 at Tokyo Dome against the Giants, and then after that, we are going to be playing 3 against the DeNA BayStars in Yokohama. So, the first thing to note is that we are going to be probably facing Tomoyuki Sugano for the first time this season. We are not good against him overall. He, by the way, has gone 3 straight games pitching complete game shutouts. So he's got a very impressive streak, a very impressive ERA, 1.36. I'm going to predict that we lose this game because he is that good. I'm also, though, going to say that we are not going to be shut out. We're going to score. But I just don't think we're going to win. I really hope we do, but yeah. And then the next game, we may end up facing Otake because he went last Wednesday for the Giants. So it could be a Sugano Otake. And then on our side, it looks like we're going Akiyama on Tuesday. And then we'll probably go either Iwasada or Fujinami. Iwasada went Wednesday last week. Fujinami went Thursday. I hope we go with Fujinami in a way because I think he needs to toughen up and I think he needs to take that challenge of facing the Giants, who are, you know, our team's main rival. But anyways, I'm going to say we win 1, we lose 1 in Tokyo. And then heading into Yokohama, we could be facing Ino on Friday. We could be facing Imanaga on Saturday. I don't know who we're facing on Sunday because they had Kubo in there as their starter on Sunday, and he just got farmed. So for us, you know, the Friday game will be started by either Fujinami or Iwasada, probably. And then Saturday will be Messenger, probably. And then Sunday, I'm guessing, will be Nomi. That would be my guess as to who's starting. And I think we're going to take 2 out of 3 because we're doing really well. We're starting to hit the ball really well, and our pitchers have been really good. So I'm going to say it's going to be a 3-2 week. What do you all say to that? I hope you like it. You know, it was such a great week going to the game on Saturday and yelling my lungs out. And then, you know, just watching baseball the rest of the week and seeing Hanshin just really put Hiroshima in their place. Us taking first place. So Hanshin, Ichiban, come on. You know they're Ichiban. That is just so awesome. By the way, for all of you who are out in the Tokyo, Yokohama area, if you are going to Hanshin games this week, and if you bring your camera or if you bring your smartphone, if you have any pictures that you would like to contribute to our website, I would love it. I would really appreciate it. Send them our way. The email address is thehanshintigers@gmail.com. Please send us pictures. We'd love to spruce up the website with your shots. The next game that I hope to be going at is May the 16th. I don't have tickets for sure yet, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to be going to that one. That will be next week, Tuesday. So if you're at that game, if you're planning to go, hit me up with an email or shoot me a message on Twitter or whatever, and maybe we can meet up. That would be a lot of fun. So thank you once again for your time and passion for the Tigers. You can find this podcast and extra news, articles, and more at www.thehunchingtigers.com. Go there, bookmark it. Get your updates all the time. It's a great place for English news on the Hunching Tigers. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or Stitcher. Just type in the four magic words, Hunching Tigers English News. Subscribe, write a review, and share with your friends, your enemies, and the whole world. Get the news instantly by following us on Facebook. We have got a Facebook page, Hunching Tigers English News. We're there, and so are about 500 other people. You can follow T-Ray on Twitter, at the Hanshin Tiger. You can search YouTube and find our channel. Of course, the four words, H-T-E-N, Hanshin Tigers English News. That's where you find it. Until next time, keep cheering for the Tigers until the orange train goes by, and it's all Hanshin all the way to Koshien. Have a great week, everyone.